if you have winds when you're taxiing, you're going to have to hold the flight controls in a certain way to counteract for the effects of winds. Now, if you have a nose wheel type airplane, the elevator should be held in the neutral position when taxiing into a headwind. When taxiing into a tailwind, the elevator should be forward. The ailerons should be held so that the effect of the wind stabilizes the airplane or pushes down on the control surface. So if you're taxiing with a quartering headwind, the upwind aileron should be held up. When taxiing with a quartering tailwind, the aileron on the side from which the wind is blowing should be held down. You hold the control wheel with your thumbs up, and then as you rotate the control wheel, the thumb points to the up aileron, and it works with both left and right, and it works whether you're left or right-handed. When taxiing a tailwheel airplane, and you're taxiing it into a headwind, the elevator should be held in the up position to hold the tail down. And in a quartering tailwind, both the upwind aileron and the elevator should be held in the down position, just like with a nosewheel airplane. So the way to remember this is, if it's a tailwind, you want to dive away from it. So hold forward control pressure on the elevator to dive away from a tailwind. And then it's neutral in a headwind, and always have the thumb pointing into the wind.